Welcome to BCW Presents. Today we have our friends from our community action agency, Sharon Carr, money management coach, and Annette Landisman, special programs manager. We're going to talk about getting ahead in life. You all help a lot of people get ahead. What does it mean to get ahead in life these days?
Well, getting ahead financially actually starts with knowing where you start, knowing where you stand right now with your finances. And the best way to do that is do what we call a financial health check. And basically what you're doing is just determining where you are right now. How much income do you have coming in? What are your expenses that you are paying each month? How much are you spending on other things besides your expenses? And are you planning for the future?
So you need to sit down and kind of take a good look at what you got. Correct. An honest look.
Correct. Okay. That is the best thing to start with first.
Okay.
Yeah. And I hear from a lot of people, they think the way to get ahead is only financially. And we talk to them about getting ahead, meaning new relationships, changes in how you do things, changes in how you look at things, because you do have to take a look at all of those things and assess where you are, what you want to do, and what you think you might want to have. And Sharon's right. Financial is an easy way to start with that. So we've had a couple of clients that have recently come to us looking to get ahead and save money. Just with the current job I have now, how can I save money? So I send them to Sharon to sit down and look at what are you spending your money on and what are your expenses. So there are some changes you need to make in everyday life.
And change is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
So outside of the budget, what other things can we do? What other ways should we self-examine?
Well, one thing I start with when I work with individuals one-on-one is their mindset. What is their mindset around money? What's their attitude about money? Do they have any habits, good or bad, that they need to address? That's a good place to start. I start off with some assessments to assess those individual things. And the individual usually is enlightened by something that comes out of that assessment. Either they're spending too much on one particular thing, like shopping, for instance, or the holidays was a big one. I have a client that spent a lot during the holidays and built up a lot of credit, used her credit cards to build up a lot of debt. So we're addressing that issue. So the mindset is a big one. Like I even asked them, what is the first thing that you remember learning or hearing about money as a child? Because it's actually proven that how you learned about money as a child has a great influence on how you manage your money going forward. So,
oh, that's great insight. Sometimes these things are just habits or things mm-hmm. we've learned along the way. And if we don't take a good hard look, it's hard to break that cycle.
Correct.
Maybe I just am supporting a bad habit and it's costing me financially. And then what?
Right. You look at ways to change. And that's what I do. I try to encourage them and empower them to make the small steps. We start small. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. You have to start small with the little steps.
I see.
Well, and a lot of times people don't share things like that with their friends because their friends may have similar habits. So the first time they sit down and look at them, it's like, okay, going to McDonald's, driving through for a large coffee every morning, or going to Starbucks. They're not thinking about that. That's just their way of life at that point. It has become their habit. Their friend knows it, so they don't talk about it. When they sit down with Ms. Sharon, all of a sudden it's like, you do what? You spend $4.50 on a coffee every day? Try cutting back to 3 days a week and save that other $10. Put it towards something you really want that's going to be bigger. But they're not thinking about it. So that financial health check is really important. And I would say even in life, one of the things that I talk to clients about is when you do think about what you have, write it down. If you're not of the generation to write it down, put it in your phone, make a note, make a calendar entry that says, I want to think about this 1 month from now. And you really have to start with a small step. And a lot of times for a lot of people, the first step is just thinking about having a plan to get there. It's one thing to have a dream, but it's another thing to have the plan on how you're going to get there.
So examine our habits and how they might impact our goals. Great. So if someone who feels like they don't know where to start or is starting over, where should they begin?
I think I'll talk about going on with that plan again, because you may want something, you know what you want. You don't even know what you don't know about how to get there. Write it down, list out the steps, go online. I mean, there's so much free help now. I know it sounds cliche. Go to the library. There are public speakers at the library. There are community calendars at the library. There's computers to use. There's TED Talks and YouTube. You all know there's TikTok. Not always the best foundational information, but there are a lot of resources out there that you can use that are at your fingertips that are free. And somehow take note of what you want to have, because you're going to learn as you get a little further along in that process. There a lot of times is some sort of expense in having those goals. So you may have to change things, and you do need to go in with your eyes open knowing what that expense is. So it's a lot easier when you have it documented.
And I would agree with that. Definitely become knowledgeable about finances. If you don't know something about money, you can look it up, Google it. You'll get a lot of information. Just be careful that you're getting good information. I know social media is a big thing now that individuals go to for information, but you just got to be careful, because sometimes they have some other reason why they're sharing some information. It's not just for your good. Sometimes it's to draw you in and for scams and different things like that. Also, I always share with individuals that money is a tool. And so you have to use it appropriately for the things you need, to purchase some things you want, and to plan for the future. By doing that, you're taking control. And that's one thing you want to do, is you are in control of your finances and the decisions that you make. No one else is. It is your decision. Even if you decide not to pay your bill, that is a decision that you're making. Okay, if you don't have the money, et cetera. But then you could try to figure out how to work with what you have, or do you need to borrow some money, or is there some other way you can access that income that you need to, you know, take care of your finances? So that is important.
I love that analogy. Money is a tool. So if I had a hammer right now, I could use that hammer to build a house, or I could use that hammer to tear down these walls of this existing space. So it can be used for good, or it could be used for bad, depending on what you make up your mind to do.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some common mistakes that you see people make that kind of holds them back from getting ahead?
I would say one of the number one mistakes I see individuals do is they do not budget.
Yeah.
At all. I have to encourage them to budget and to write down their spending and use the tool that works best for them. So if they are a person that likes to use their phone, find an app, a free app that works good for you to manage your budget. But also you can do it on, like I do, just a notebook, pen, and a calculator.
Me too. I'm old school.
Yes. Yep. Or you could do a spreadsheet. Whatever it is, I know me and my husband, when we first started budgeting, my husband wanted to see it on a big poster board that I had to put up on the wall. He's a very visual person. And if he didn't see that, he couldn't comprehend it. Even though I was paying the bills, he still did not comprehend, because he wanted to see it. Sure. So use whatever tool works for that individual and be consistent. Okay. It's not a one and done. A budget is not a one and done. You have to consistently do it. It has to become a habit. Like, I do mine. I review my budget every pay period. You have to at least review it once a month, but you know, put in the habit of what works for you. I do mine every pay period, because I have various bills at different times. So, That's what works for me. So I always try to encourage someone to find what works for you and stick to it.
You got
to
know what money's coming in, what money's going out.
Yep. And I was thinking along the lines of just common mistakes people make in getting ahead in life is they don't plan. So if you don't think about the future, you're not going to get there, and you don't know if you really achieved what you wanted 2 months ago. So Benjamin Franklin said, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail because you don't have any of those markers along the way. And I'm with you two ladies. I write it down. And apps are great. I think for younger people, apps are great, but you have that emotional connection with your handwriting, the pen you choose. I have color-coded tasks and color-coded pens that I use with which program I'm working on. So you can make it fun. You can make it fun inexpensively. The Dollar Tree has all sorts of paper pens and different colors. So you can definitely make it fun, but you do need to somehow document what it is you're doing, what you want to do, and how you're going to get there. So that's some of the bigger downfalls is you stop thinking about it. It's still a dream in your head that, I need to get a car. It would make life simpler. I'd have more job choices. I could go to the OMJ and get any list of jobs. I don't have a car. Mm-hmm. Well, you need to think about the money you're going to spend on the car, but there's money even before you get the car with making sure you have insurance, making sure your driver's license is up to date, fees, fines, and parking tickets are paid. So there's a lot of those things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. You're sitting there trying to save your $1,500 to put down your down payment, and you suddenly have $2,000 worth of other expenses with insurance and getting your license again. So it also forces you to stop and take a second to think about those things.
My favorite thing about a handwritten budget is, and I have a hard time like ever throwing it away or getting rid of it, because I do love revisiting, 10 years ago, what did things look like? And you maybe don't realize that you have come a long way, or, you have that debt paid off, and it feels good to revisit those older budgets. And it's a nice reminder that to set that intentionality, you got to know what you want and just make those baby steps forward. For those that do succeed, what do they do differently? Tell us the secrets.
Well, one thing they do is they, again, plan. They set those goals, short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals. Short-term being like within a year, mid-term is like 1 to 3 years, and then anything 4 to 5 years is like long-term. And they set those goals. They be clear about what they're looking for with their goals, and they budget. They stick to their budget, and they save for those goals. They plan and they save. They figure out how much they need to save. And they save something. I always tell individuals, save something. If it's an emergency fund that you're trying to build, you have to start small and just save something. The common trend is like save 3 to 6 months. But that's a hard challenge for individuals to meet. They can't see that. But if you start with those small steps, like save $10. A month. And then once you get to $100, change that to be a little bit more aggressive and change $20, save $20 a month. Do whatever works for you, but also stay in line with your budget.
Yeah, it's really hard to get ahead if you don't have some kind of savings, because we know things are going to come up. Nice. You need to have some kind of backup system. How about you, Annette? What are the secrets? Let us in.
Yeah, like Sharon said, save something. I always tell clients, you have to at least try. You're not going to get there if you don't try. And at the beginning of the year, the end of the previous year, if you see commercials or hear them on, whatever streaming service you're listening to, they're talking about going to the gym. And they're going to say, okay, you're going to stop within the first 6 days. You at least have to try. Okay, so week number 3, you blew it. Go to the gym the first day of week number 4. You've got to try, because it's not going to happen if you don't try. Mm-hmm. Which, I run a job search program. That's what we tell clients all the time. You have to at least get out there and try, because you're not going to get a job by not applying.
Yeah. Sometimes there's a fear of failure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
What if it doesn't work out? But, you know, got to give it a try. Got to make that first step. So for those who are ready to take that step, visit your local Ohio Means Job Center. We can connect you to these various programs as well as many others. And we're here to support you, give you those tools, show you the way, provide some mentorship. It's all here at your hands. There's a Ohio Means Job Center near you in every county in Ohio. Ladies, is there anything that we didn't touch on that we want to talk about?
I would just add, keep growing and keep educating yourself. Keep pushing forward. Like, again, if you don't try, if you don't, you know, thrive for a better living situation for yourself and your family, or even thrive to live in the lifestyle that you choose, no one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And build on that community. If you do not have support, reach out to like Ohio Means Jobs, or get someone like myself, a money management coach or a financial coach, that can help support you as you work on your goals.
That's great. Yep. And I'd say just stop comparing yourself to what other people have. Your goals are your own. They're individual. And you need to just go out and look for what it is you want and find the ways to get there. And like Amy said, Ohio Means Job Centers do have a lot of different connections with resources right there in one building.
Great. Thank you, ladies. Thanks for all that knowledge.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.